Okay, maybe two more. Sorry, let me see. How about this? Is this better? No? Okay, then we just use the full screen. Okay. Thanks. My topic is combinatorial decomposable structure with restricted parting. First of all, I will introduce some basic definition and the problems we are interested in. The cycle index for permutations. It's well known that a permutation can be decomposed into a combination of cycles. For here, we are interested in the number of permutations with combination of cycles with given length. Let A be a given sequence of non-negative integers, and n equals to a1 plus 2a2 plus 3a3, and so on. The problem is like this. We want to know how many permutations of n letters which have exactly a1 cycle with length 1 and a2 cycle with length 2 and so on. For here, A is called the part. We let the C of A denote the number of permutations with part A, and fn of x equals to the sum by n equals to, like the before definition, C of A times x1 to a1, x2 to a2, and so on. Then fn of x is called the cycle index. In fact, we are interested in the generalization of the cycle index to many other decomposable structures, certainly include the permutations. For example, we are interested in the polynomials over finite field, two regular graph, and random mappings, and many others. But the general function of general case have been started very well by others, actually, many years ago. So for here, we are interested in a special case. Sometimes we have known some information about the part. For example, we have known some permutations have of n letters have 5 cycles of length 2 and 3 cycles of length 7. Something like this. I mean, we know some information of the pattern. Then how many permutations which have this certain pattern? Then, furthermore, we can also study objects with a restricted pattern and a restricted Rth smallest or largest components. The smallest components case has been studied by Panero and Richmond. The largest case was studied by Gordon, but they didn't consider the case with a restricted pattern. Actually, they only consider the smallest components. Then combinatorial objects, we just introduced some basic definition here. A combinatorial object can be decomposed into components, and each component has a size. For example, a permutation consists of cycles, and the size of cycle is the length, and two regular graph can be decomposed into connect components, and the size of connect components is the number of vertices. Certainly for the polynomial over a finite field, the component is irreducible polynomials, and the size is the degree. So for here, let's see if z equals to the sum of ci z to I. It's a general function of components. And the coefficient of z to n, I mean the cn, is the number of distinct components of size n. as we know, the composable structures can be have two types. One is label case and another one is unlabeled case. For the label case, certainly we have exponential general function, and for the unlabeled case, we have ordinary general function. So we denote them by U of Z is the general function of unlabeled case, and L of Z is the general function of labeled case. Now we move to our results. First, for the restricted patterns. Here, that R of I denotes the number of components whose size is I. And S is a pattern, S is a sequence of R of I. So here, R of I1, R of I2 to R of ij is an increasing, increasing sequence of integers. And they may be zero, they can be zero. The exponential general function for the labeled objects of size n will have restrict pattern S is like this. We can understand this formula in this way. For the first term, e to the c of z, it is known that the general function of the general case. For example, we can give example for the permutation. For permutation, the general function of the cycle is C of Z equals to actually sum K minus 1 factorial Z to K over K factorial, K bigger or equal than 1. This is the general function of cycles, and equals to log 1 over 1 minus Z. And the general function of the permutation, it is L of Z equals to sum K factorial times Z to K over K factorial. Actually, it equals K bigger or equal than 0. It equals to 1 over 1 minus Z. We have known this. And look at this formula. We find that L of Z equals to E to C of Z. Right? Actually, it holds for nearly every decomposable structure. So, this term denotes the general function of the general case without restricted pattern. Now, because we have known some cycles, so we have to remove those components which are given by the pattern. So, this general function is for those components. And after that, we have to multiply the number of different combination of those components which are given by part back. Certainly, this is different with this one, right? It is far smaller than this one. Actually, we can write this term in this form. The last term can be written in this, the product of CIL ZIL to LL over L factorial to R of IL and over R of IL factorial. Actually, this part is the same with this part, right? It is the general function of the component which is given by the pattern. And to R of IL means because we have known there are R of IL components with this size. And over R of IL factorial because by different order of these components, they can be repeated, right? So we have to remove this repeated case. So we look example here. We look the permutations. C of Z, just like what I said. C of Z, the general function of C of Z is like this. Log 1 over 1 minus Z. Then, by using theorem 1, we can get general function in this way. Actually, this term is E to C of Z minus those components we have known. for here, we think about the R, the pattern with R2 equals 2, R4 equals 1. That means there are two cycles of length 2 and one cycle of length 4. So the order of the order of the E minors the general function of size 2 and size 4. That means we minus the z square over 2 factorial and 3 factorial times z to 4 over 4 factorial. So and for this part is a product of these. Actually the 1 square z to 4 over 2 square 2 factorial, it is the component of the of that 2. And 6 times that 4 over 4 factorial is the component, it's the general function of the component of size 1, size 4, sorry. So, for example, if we ask for the decomposition of permutations of size 11 with 2 cycles of length 2 and 1 cycle of length 4, we will have these actually just open the bracket and get the polynomial and find the coefficient of the z to 11 over 11 factorial, will get number. It can be easily checked by computer. And for the unlabeled case, with the same notation, we get the general function like this. Actually, the idea is near the same. We have this term because it is the general function of general case without Ricci pattern. And now we multiply this term because we need to remove those components we have known from the pattern. And multiply by those components by this term. By this, I want to explain this CIL plus RFIL minus 1 choosing RFIL because we only know there are RFIL components of length IL, but maybe they are same. They can be repeated. So we use the RFIL plus CIL plus RFIL minus 1 choosing RFIL. Yeah, actually the idea is very similar with the label case. We also see an example of it. We think about the polynomials over finite field. It's the simple case is the boundary field F2, and assume n equals to 6 and R2 equals to 1. That means we're looking for the number of polynomials of degree 6 over F2 with exactly one irreducible factor of degree 2. So the general function of the irreducible polynomials over F2 is like this. Certainly, it's different from other, from other field. This general function only holds for F2. By theorem 2, we can get a general function of general function like this, and it's easily find the coefficient of z to 6 is 12. So we have 12 polynomials over F2 of degree 6 with the pattern. So extension of restricted patterns, that means we also think about the R smallest component. But for easily understood, I only talk about the smallest case. I mean, I only talk about the smallest component. So here we use some new notations. We consider the general function of components in the part Rm of Z. Rm of Z denotes the component whose size is bigger than or equal to M. So that means we restrict the smallest component must be bigger than or equal to M. And for labeled and label case, we have these two different general functions. And we say Sn is a random variable indicating the size of the smallest component of object of set n. We also need this identity function l, it equals to 1 or 0, let's say. So for unlabeled case, we get this theorem by the pattern f, let um of z be the ordinary general function for unlabeled case. We will get um of z equals to 2h. But here, this part, exponential function is a general function of the general case. Certainly, we use Rm of z, but not C of z, because we can't have any component with a size smaller than m. So, and certainly, we remove the components which we have known from the general case, and multiply them back by this term. So here we minor the product of L, because sometimes it can be repeated. Because it can happen that no component of the size smaller than M, but also no component of size bigger than or equal to m, so we have to minor this case. Label case, yeah. For another case, we don't give a example, because I didn't list the details for it. For the label case, we get similar result like this. Pattern s. And Lm of z is a general function for labeled objects of set n having Sn bigger or equal than m. Okay, we go to example to explain it. Label case, we can go back to the example for, yeah, let's go back to it. We still have the same general function of the component, C of z equals log 1 over 1 minus z. But if we think about the smallest component with size bigger than m, then for here this general function will change, because we can't have the component of this. We can't have the, for example, if like m equals to 2, that means the smallest component must the size of smallest component must bigger than or equal to 2. That means no component of size 1 appear in the permutations. So we can't have this component z, because that 1 means the component of size 1. So we have to remove it from the general function. That means for the case now, we have to remove that from here and from here and every term. So we will get it. Different general function with this one, with the only restricted pattern. Sorry, I didn't give the example for this, but the idea is like this. So, proof, no. Asymptotics. Actually, all the general function are the basic, are the base for the asymptotics. Asymptotics means we want to know the behavior of the combination when n goes to infinity. That means when we have an infinity object, what's the probability of the object with this certain pattern and the r smallest component? First, we need to introduce a new class, XLog class. We say that C of Z is a logarithmic type with multiplicity constant A bigger than 0 if C of Z equals A times log 1 over 1 minus Z over rho plus R of that, where R of that is analytic in certain region. It's very useful for our proof for this problem. And so here, notice that the rho actually is a singularity of the of that. Sorry, singularity point of the of that. So we see that E to C of that is in the epsilon class if C of that is belongs to this path. There are many decomposable structures belongs to this class. For example, for the labeled examples, we have permutations to regular graphs, permutations without cycles of certain lengths, and children's yard, and so on. For unlabeled examples, we have a polynomial. Yeah, all over. Okay. Daniel, it's your problem, actually. Okay. He promised me nobody will ask about it. Okay, anyway. Children's yard, okay. I just repeat the explanation from Daniel, okay. Children's yard is like this. In a yard, there are many children and they form a cycle hand by hand. And, they can form many different, there are many different combinations of them, right? Maybe we have 10 children, they can form, at least, I think 5 cycles. If every cycle at least 2 people, maybe. It's a combination, right? Actually, it's very similar with the, it's very similar with the 2 regular graph, I think. 2 regular graph. Anyway, because we consider this class, so for a special case, anyway, it belongs to it. So my theorem holds for this condition. But, okay, for unlabeled example, polynomials over finite fields, certainly, random mapping patterns, square-free polynomials, arithmetical groups. Nobody asked for the arithmetical groups, right? Because I don't know about it, actually. Okay, so we move to the result phase. Consider the decomposed structure in epsilon class with a restriction pattern, only a restriction pattern S. Okay. So here, then P of Sn is the probability that the decomposable object of Zn has pattern S and certainly, n goes to infinity because it is asymptotic, right? Now we only get the result of a finite pattern S. For finite pattern S, we will have P of Sn equals to this m to a minus 1, r times x, something. M comes from the pattern, actually. N is the size of the object, and L, alpha, L is the pattern. R is the, it's a product. And rho is the singularity of C of that. Please note that actually this theorem can be expanded to some infinite case, but not all, certainly. Actually, I think it can cover most of the case, but we will see something about it in the conclusion, actually. The conclusion. We have given out the general function for labeled and unlabeled case of decomposable structures with only restrict pattern, and we also gave out the general function for restrict pattern and R smallest or largest component. Actually, I only talk about the smallest component, but I get the general function of the R smallest component. And future work, but expand the exotic of the epsilon class to all cases, and obtain a asymptotic of the class with rich pattern such that R smallest component bigger or equal than M. The problem is like SS, approaching by classic singularity analysis, I mean the complex analysis, the infinite pattern, if I the infinite pattern is infinite components of infinite sizes, yeah, it can bring up infinite amount of difficulties actually. Because yeah, it will very different from the classic analysis of the problem like this. Thank you, then. I don't have time.